Welcome back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. As you know, back in the spring, the Patriots traded Chandler Jones, coming off a Pro Bowl year as a defensive end, heading into a contract year. And guys, that was a surprise. But this week, we got a stunning trade involving another Pro Bowler on the defensive side of the Pats, Jamie Collins, going to Cleveland.
This is what this coach does. And once we're past the shock and awe of it, I think you kind of get understanding that he's doing what's best for the team, and something's not right with this defense right now, so something needs to give.
It never happens in a vacuum. There's a lot of stuff that has to go on to make it okay to do something like this. Understand, they're the ones with the best information inside eval of who they've got in the event that they do something like this, right? The two things for me are Landon Roberts, and I think that comes out of left field. And it's certainly not to say that he's now the new Jamie and he'll do everything that Jamie did. It's not that, but it's a guy that's playing at a pretty high level when he's got an opportunity. And if he played as more you'd expect a lower round draft pick as a rookie to play, you would not be doing this. I highly doubt they'd be able to make this move. The second half of that is the addition of Mingo. So in most situations around the league, you rarely find all of these attributes in one guy. That's why Jamie was unusual. But I don't think net-net your team will necessarily be worse. You'll just have to find it from a couple different spots. I think that's what's happening.
When we talk about Collins and the decision to deal him at this time, as noted, Jones was going into a contract year. Same for Jamie Collins.
Yeah.
There have been varying reports. Adam Schefter reporting that the Patriots and Collins team far apart. There's also the subject of Collins' discipline in the defense. What are your thoughts about those two factors regarding the decision and the timing of it?
I think it's easy to do after the fact, because you could sit here and say, boy, he jumped outside when that guy ran that way. I don't know what the defensive call was, but on our broadcast, I said, ooh, looked like Jamie guessed inside, jumped inside, got caught inside, and then Gillisley takes it outside for 28 yards, that second play of the game. Jamie didn't start the game. You know, Robert started that game. So Jamie, you know, he's sort of subbing in, subbing out. I think Jamie is a better player when he would be allowed to get out there and get in a rhythm and sort of freestyle and do what he wants to do. But that's not what they do in this defense.
And sometimes when you make a guess and take a risk and it doesn't hurt you as much, like it's the play that could have been a 2-yard gain that became a six. Six doesn't bother you, doesn't create a highlight, doesn't create sort of a topic for a show like this. You go into a defensive meeting room, and it causes a two to become a six, not a big issue, right? And I think that's a lot of the so-called freelancing, that you could look at tape of Jamie week in, week out, and there are those, right? It becomes a problem when it's a 28-yard one, and that's generally where it becomes more of an adjutant. And when the defense isn't, as O says, sort of playing to what the expectations are, it's easier to point at those kinds of
and
things.
Bottom line, he's not going to Pittsburgh, he's not going to Denver, he's not going to the Jets, he's not going to Buffalo. You send him to Cleveland, a team that you already played, and you know you're probably not
sharing lockers with AJ Derby. Right. So, you know.
Yeah. And although the Patriots' defense is among the league's best when it comes to the most important category, and that scoring defense, nonetheless, they haven't made a lot of plays, at least up to expectations to this point, whether it's sacks or takeaways. This defense, a lot of people believe, got a message in the trade of Jamie Collins to Cleveland. What do you think the message is received and translated in that locker room by the defenders especially?
The no one player is ever above the team or the scheme or the system. You know, it starts with Brady. They did it to Randy Moss 4 games into it. Those are planet-type players. Jamie's a heck of an athlete, but it's a good message sending to the team to a bye. You know, heading out for 4 days, you got 4 days of vacation. Better watch what you do during those 4 days of vacation. Better work out a little bit, because when you come back, that defense better be ready to go.
And again, I always think there needs to be context there, that you're able to send that message because you did a couple other things in transactions that made it possible. The other thing that will be interesting to watch, the message has been made to some of these other guys who are sitting in the wings presuming big extensions as well. And I think a lot of them have deserved it. They're high towers, potentially if it was Bennett, Butler. These guys are, I wouldn't be surprised if they've had a conversation or two with their agents and sort of preening for what could be a contract. It makes you sort of pause and say, you know what, next year's deal doesn't matter. Let me sort of play in this system and do it their way and do it at a high level and then let those things take care of themselves.
When we come back on Patriots This Week, we'll talk about a quarterback who's been none too pleased about some of the extra hits he's been taking of late.